After a year of stalling, it's not really any surprise to us at this stage. Last year, Darragh O'Brien said he couldn't even afford us 4 extra hours under the pretext of urgency. That's why he wouldn't allow the pre-legislative scrutiny. Now, here we are, a full year later. I mean, why has the council not ironed out all the issues in the preceding 12 months? We have certainly, the Mega Action Group have been sending correspondence on a continual basis, pointing out the flaws in this new revised scheme, because you can't really call it an enhanced one. It's a complete abuse of government power, the way they are treating these really vulnerable people who are so anxious and distressed, and I'm one of them as well. We know thousands of people who are in a really high state of anxiety daily, and nothing has been done for us at all. It's one delay after the other. This is the pattern of abuse that the government has been meting out to us as a group of people in dire need of a solution.
The suggestion is that we will see them possibly by Wednesday of next week, but we will certainly see them very, very shortly. And as a result of the delays, we're being assured there are issues that will be ironed out that otherwise mightn't have been. From what you're saying, you seem to have very little confidence that that's going to be the case.
No confidence at all, because the questions that we sent into them to get proper answers for, basically all they did was give a little bit of lip service, changed an odd layout of a sentence, but they didn't really make any proper, meaningful changes to this very, very flawed and bill that they're going to force people to use. Because at the moment, we have a lot of homeowners who are halfway through their rebuild of their homes. They started thinking that the government was telling the truth and that the scheme would be in place and they would get the extra money from the higher rates on this new one. That hasn't happened. These people now are at the end. They have run out of money. They've had to stop their building. And contractors are finding it very difficult to even consider dealing with rebuilds of defective block homes because of all these delays. And it's just complete neglect by the government, completely neglecting the needs of the people, the very serious needs of the people. Kids are going to be on summer holidays now in a couple of weeks' time. They're going to be playing around very dangerous homes. Another added stress for parents, as if they haven't enough stress at this stage. They're going to have to be keeping an eye on their kids all day long, every day now, because houses are just ready to fall to the ground. And no one cares. Government does not care. That is the only thing you could take from these amount of delays.